meeting at the Scrutiny Value for Money Council Committee on Monday, the 11th of September 2023. To receive any apologies for absence, Andrea?
Thank you, Chairman. We've received apologies from Councillor Penny Krupski.
Any other apologies? No. Okay. Might be the poor weather that's holding some of the people up. Item two, declaration of interest. Do any councillors have any declarations of interest to declare on the items under discussion of this evening's meeting? No? Thank you. To consider any urgent business brought forward to the meeting under Rule 12. Currently, I'm not aware of any urgent business for consideration at the meeting.
No, just to confirm, there's none received, Chair.
Thank you. Questions from members of the public?
Same again, no questions received for this meeting today.
Okay. Thank you. And questions from members of the committee? I don't believe we've had any submitted from members of the committee. No? Okay, thank you. Public minutes of the meeting on the 13th of July 2023. I propose the approval of the public minutes from the previous meeting. Do I have a seconder? Councillor Sankey, thank you. We'll now go for the vote. All those for? Okay. Those against? Any abstentions? Thank you. It's carried. The next item seven, is the Corporate Plan Performance Report, Quarter One. If I can hand over to our Corporate and Commercial Manager.
Thanks, Chair. So this is the Quarter One Performance Report, looking at the Council's progress towards achieving its corporate priorities for 23-24 up to the end of June of this financial year, along with the latest updates on the leisure contract and the Towns Fund programme, but we will be looking at those later on in the agenda specifically this evening. So focusing on the corporate plan, as I hope you can see from the information in the report, the numbers suggest that overall the corporate performance continues to be very good. But to summarise, each target has been graded using the usual traffic light style system of ratings, just dependent on the progress of each individual indicator. And if we look at the 88 live targets, this equates to the council being at 93.18% green overall and just 6.82% amber. And just to provide a bit of further breakdown on that, the tables you can see on pages 5 and 6 of the main report, they provide a bit of further analysis and show how those percentages break down across the corporate priorities as well as the cabinet portfolios. The small number of amber targets that I've mentioned are detailed in the tables you can see on pages 7 and 8 of the report. That just really provides some narrative and context around the situation with each of those indicators. But it's worth saying that the attached Appendix 1 does include comprehensive data on all the indicators across the whole corporate plan. That's a quick summary of the key points in terms of corporate performance. As I mentioned, you know, overall the numbers suggest that the council continues to be in a very good position in terms of its corporate performance, but happy to take any questions or take any questions away.
Councillor Sankey.
Thank you, Chair. I've just got one or two questions. I've had a look at the report and I just got some things regarding consistency of the red, amber, green market. So, for example, CRS01. That's CCTV rollout. In the narrative, it says not achieved, still awaiting date from BT for installation. And the date was July, yet the RAG rating is marked as danger of falling behind target. Now, if the date to be completed was July, and you say you've not achieved it, surely it's a red. Or am I missing the point?
So just to confirm that this report is as a snapshot as at the end of June. So as at the end of June, it was in danger of falling behind target. I think, you know, potentially you might see it fall red as we get to the next quarter.
So all of these are as of June.
Yeah, it's covering quarter one of this financial year. So that's the 1st of April to the 30th of June.
I've got a few other questions. Anybody else got any questions while I pick up some of the point?
Yeah. Thank you. I just had a question in regards to RADO5. Obviously, that was due in August. Do we know if the Washlands application for the visitor centre has gone in yet?
I'd have to check that one.
Okay, perfect.
Okay, yes, I mean, you said it was at June. I was slightly surprised at that because when I looked at the covering report, it does say it is for the meeting of the 16th of August. The quarter one performance report, I put the wrong one there. I was looking at under your corporate report. Corporate performance report, corporate plan, leisure, for the meeting of the 16th of August. So I assumed that the report was up to date relatively to near that, not 2 months before. So did I misunderstand that?
So just to clarify, as mentioned, the information, the performance information is a snapshot as of the end of the quarter. So as of the 30th of June. Following the end of a quarter, that's when the performance information starts to be gathered, starts to be collated by the performance officers. There's always got, therefore, you know, a slight lag in terms of performance. So, but what we want to do is have opportunity for targets such as numerical targets, where it's, you know, absolutely imperative that we get the full period of the quarter to be able to provide up-to-date performance to the full committee. So whilst the performance was starting to be reported in August and through September, as we are now, the information contained within the report, as mentioned, is as of the 30th of June. So linking back to that particular target that was identified, that was a July target. So as at the end of June, there was still potential for that to turn green, which is why it's been marked as amber. But as I've said, you know, there is also potential for it to fall red next quarter.
Yeah, okay, that's lovely. Thanks. And then I've just got two or three questions to see a progress on some of these. One of them, we've got IDE03 live stream meetings target for September 23 on schedule as at the end of June. Is it still on schedule? Is the meeting planned for this month likely to be live streamed?
Yes. So the procurement process has been undertaken. We're at the end of the evaluation of that tender, going through an award process as we speak, and the intention is absolutely for the September Council meeting to be live streamed.
Thank you. Yes. One that's dear to my heart, GDO5, improving public transport, is on schedule. Have we got a measurement for this one? Because I particularly... been involved in public transport on a number of things.
I can get a response from the relevant managers on that one. Yeah.
That's great. And the other ones I've got are roundabout. RAD 8, 9 and 10, which is around the regeneration of Utoxeter and particularly around the Maltese. Are those three, are they still progressing according to, do you indicate all three? Still, the Maltings on RAD 10, there's no comment at all. On RAD 10, it's left blank. And the quarter one was, on all the others for September ones, tends to have a RAG rating of something on there to give some indication, whereas that one just
was that that numbers were said not due yet. I just wondered if there's anything you could add to that.
So in terms of the rankings, you will see a few throughout the year that are not yet due, as perhaps the work hasn't commenced in that. So
two below that, it's not yet due, which is March 24, which is perfectly understandable.
Absolutely.
It's just that most of the others that are September, you either say we expect in the next quarter to either hit it, or on target to be achieved, or in danger, or we've missed it. You've actually flagged up on each of all premature others. I just wondered whether there's a reason for this one.
So no two indicators are the same, just to say, but yeah, in terms of the rankings, you will see some that are not yet due throughout the year, as I was starting to say, taking each target on its individual merits. However, we'll get a response specifically to the progress of that particular indicator from the operational team.
Right, so the next quarter two one will presumably say, it will be an update, it will say whether it's hit it or not.
Absolutely, because the quarter two report will be a snapshot as of the end of September. So for a September target, yes, you would see a response or an update of some sort.
And I think my last one was CRS03 local lottery. And this was just an interest because we've actually sort of circulated to local parish councils and things. Is there any updates like to come on how we're progressing with the local lottery? I'm not looking for an answer now, but if we could get something on that one, that would be great. Whether it's been a success or not.
Yep, happy to take that one away as well.
Thank you.
Okay, are there any other questions from any of the other councillors? If not, I'd just like to thank James for his report. Obviously, any questions that we've not been in a position to answer here, we'll get back to you with some answers. Okay, thank you. Item 8, scrutiny review programme, both car parking and grounds maintenance. James, do you want to give us an update?
Thanks, Chair. So, yes, at the first meeting of the committee, as you know, we agreed to commence reviews into car park charges and also into grounds maintenance. So just to provide a very quick update really on the progress of those two reviews. I suppose generally speaking as well, it's worth mentioning that on the new member intranet there is now a working folder that's been set up for us to easily exchange the data relating to this review. So all members of the committee have got access to that now. So you'll see that working folder alongside the folder where you see your agendas, minutes, reports, etc., etc. So I'll use that to share the data that's coming through to help us with these reviews. So since the last committee meeting, we have worked on the scoping papers and we've collated the questions that members would like to see from the two reviews. And they've been dropped into that working folder as I've mentioned. Both reviews have had a subgroup of members set up as we agreed at the last meeting. Each of those subgroups has now met at least once to start the initial conversations on both of those reviews. So, for example, on the grounds maintenance work, that piece of review work, we've looked at the contract and the bills of quantities, schedules of rates, etc., relating to that. And we have agreed as the next step to meet with the operational managers to answer any questions directly, talk to us about the operations of that area and answer any questions that the subgroup might have. And then we'll obviously agree the next steps from that point on. And then in terms of the car parking review, similar to that one, we've agreed the scoping paper. We have in the last few hours received some the raw data, or a good large piece of raw data that we'll use to be able to start to take that forward. So over the next day or so, you'll see that dropping into the working folder as well. And I think the next steps for that one will again to be to meet as a subgroup and agree the next steps, likely to talk to the operational managers again on that one to put some more context on the raw data and answer any further questions that we have. So a little bit of progress on both of those reviews.
Thank you, James. Questions? Councillor Sankey.
Thank you, Chair. I can't comment on the other one, but certainly the car parking one, it is as nice as progress. And I'd like to put on record my thanks to the Chair for pushing forward on getting more data forward. So thank you for that, because it scrutiny can be quite frustrating. I'd just like to clarify the position regarding one particular point that you did raise about councillors gathering information and doing. I wasn't quite clear on that, because previous experience in scrutiny committees, and it might be different now, I'm not saying that, was that the data gathering was via James, the officers, and the councillors then used that information to analyse it and make the decisions. Your comments seem to imply that we were going to go out and gather information, which, you know, I'm quite happy to, but I'm not sure the officers would necessarily want me to start knocking on doors and asking for information, which doesn't seem the right way. I'm happy to do it, but I didn't think it was the... unless I misunderstood your email.
Yeah, no. I think scrutiny has a value for asking for the officers for the data wherever they're able to get it. But at the same time, I think we should look at any resources we can get to. And that may well mean data gathering or in other areas where officers may not have specific knowledge or responsibility for. So I've got a fairly loose issue on data, because that data... sourced externally, well, it needs to be validated. So, you know, I know you have a concern about the validation of data.
Gathering data can be dangerous in some respects, depending on the quality of the data and the consistency of the data. And I accept, I understand that side of things. I was more thinking of some of the information that is within the organisation, for example, some financial, more detailed financial information, APNR type information that somebody in the authority must have to say those cameras, are they worthwhile? What's the cost of running the different machines? What's the analysis of the running costs of the different physical. So I wasn't clear whether you were looking for us to go to the officers to get. I was working on the assumption that most of the information, we say we would like this information as per the scoping document, and James would go and get it. And if there are any difficulties, like you've done, the chair of the committee then goes and talks to the round of people to gather that information. So that was what I thought was the... So I was slightly...
I'm not sure where you were confused. Let me add clarity. In terms of data gathering, we would go to James for him to ask the responsible officer to gather that data. He'd bring that to the table. If he wasn't in a position, then I, as chair, would see whether I could gather that data. There are pieces of data we can gather ourselves, though, without asking officers.
Oh, well, absolutely. I mean, you've already identified that you're undertaking a review with eight different other authorities.
Yes. Yeah.
What's the rationale for choosing those eight? Because I could choose eight. I wouldn't bother to do it, but I could choose 1-8 that was very skewed one way, and 1-8 was skewed another way, and one was in the middle, and one was probably not relevant because of different things. I was just interested.
Let me clarify that for you. I haven't got time to skew things or ask people to skew things. We asked for that information from James. James happily provided that. I think it's 8 or 10. We've chosen those that are closest to ourselves and that are commensurate with our size.
So could I ask who's chosen them? Is it you as the chair have chosen
them? I've chosen them, yeah.
So you've chosen them, not the committee. Is that what you're saying?
I'm not quite sure, Councillor, where you're going with this.
Well, I'm just trying to understand the mechanism for how the scrutiny committee is working. Is it that the chair makes the decisions and chooses the data to look at, or is it...
In some cases, he may. I'm not sure why you're making a political point on it, Councillor.
Because in the past, Labour have been unhappy or wanted to make sure things are the other way around, that the Conservatives were open and transparent, and suddenly selecting the ones that we're going to base the decision on without the committee knowing doesn't feel open and transparent.
Well, open and transparent, Councillor, is where you don't present the data and you use data without telling your colleagues. But clearly, when that data is available, you'll all have the chance of seeing it. If you wish to conduct it yourself, I'm more than happy for you to do it.
Thank you so much, Chair. I appreciate your approach to these things. Don't agree with them, I appreciate it.
Just to add as well, in terms of the group of benchmarking organisations, so the advice given to the subgroup that were undertaking the review was that there was a list that I would, the advice I would always give to any benchmarking exercise, SIP for nearest neighbours, so it's organisations that are statistically similar to East Staffordshire Borough Council, along with Staffordshire district authorities as well, so we can get local context as well as organisations that are statistically similar. And as the Chair has alluded to, the subgroup of members and the final report will always get presented to the full committee for any further scrutiny of the outputs from the review as well. So just a couple of points to clarify that.
Thanks, James. Any other questions? Councillor? Oh.
Thank you, Chair. Just in the interest and for my knowledge, may I ask Councillor Sankey how he would have chosen the data or how he would have suggested we chose the data?
If I may, Chair, answer that question. I would actually ask the officers to present, to actually identify a set of data for us, which is what's in the scoping document, and define what the criteria, as James has just done, for that. Statistically significant, statistically neighbored is a sit for term, depend on certain things, and it's mainly on the financial side of things, not necessarily on some of the operational side of things, but it was developed from Sitford, was the original benchmarking. So I would go through the officers and gather that information there, present it to the committee and say, this is the group, this is the data we have got, and present it to them, to the whole of the group, and then the group determines who's going to look at that data and produce that part of the report, because there are going to be many parts of the report. So that's what I would probably do, Councillor.
Thank you, Councillor. Sorry to labour the point, Chair, but would that then, please pardon me, I am new to the process, as you're probably aware, would that suggest then that we would be looking and asking officers to present a list and the data and information on all benchmarking partners before we decide on looking on the actual data of chosen benchmarking partners?
No, I would expect the officers, which they've done in a number of reviews, to come up with a list of comparison benchmarking, typically that sort of number, single figures, sometimes double figures, on the analysis. And they would say, we believe that statistically this is a sound approach.
Okay.
This is statistically a reasonable number for this type of review.
Okay, pardon my ignorance, is that not what the officer has done?
But this has not come from the officer, this has come from the chair, not from the officer, as I understand it. If I go wrong, I do apologise.
That's okay, I'm just wanting to clarify for my own understanding. Thank you. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you. Okay, just for clarification, then we'll move on if we may. That's exactly what's happened. The officer has provided 8 to 10 local councils that are relatively close to us, and then in terms of size of the towns, and all one other officer councillor is doing is establishing what the rates are for car parking to then to present to the committee. Now, I'm unsure where this is actually going, because this is quite transparent. I think we're wasting time, to be honest. So if that's all, I'd like to move on, please. Thank you. Okay, we move on to item 9, public executive discussion reports. Sorry, decision reports. A list of public executive decisions have been circulated with the agenda. Does anyone have any questions to any of these, please? No? Okay, thank you. Then we'll move on. And the date of the next meeting is Wednesday, the 20th December, 2023. And that's now to confirm that date of that next meeting. We now have four items to consider in private, so I will now move that in accordance with section 108(a)(4) of the Local Government Act 1972, the press and public may be excluded from the remainder of the meeting, as it's likely, in view of the nature of the business to be transacted or the nature of the proceedings, that there could be some disclosed exempt information as defined in the paragraphs of Part 1 of Schedule 12A of the Act, associated in brackets before each item number on the agenda.